وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program For Humanity. In this program, we try to look at some of the human traits that you and I need to have in order to treat one another in a good way. In order for me and you to have empathy towards one another, sympathy towards one another, respect towards one another, compassion towards one another, which we seem to lack these days. And that's why Earth and the people on it, they're going downhill. Because we no longer have empathy or sympathy towards one another. Maximum we might have is towards our family or friends. If we want to be more generous, he has more empathy and compassion towards his own people in his own country. Crossing the border is none of his business. Whatever happens in the world, no matter who dies, no matter how many people get killed, no matter what war rages and where, it is none of his concern. It's just news. More likely entertainment these days, because we get fascinated by who's having war with who and how many people killed how many people. We have no longer have compassion, no longer have empathy towards our fellow human beings in general, not just those close to us or those in our region. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that the believers need to have a sense of empathy and a sense of compassion towards their fellow human beings. This empathy and this compassion comes when a person is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person links everything that he has and relate it to Allah, when he thinks that everything that he has is only possible because of Allah, not because of himself. One of these verses in the Quran that Allah tries to highlight this fact is in chapter Ar-Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter Ar-Rahman, there's a specific verse that he keeps repeating, chapter 55, Ar-Rahman. And that is, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. In which of the favors of your Lord do you deny? We want to look at this verse, and we want to see how we can link that to human rights. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving a rhetorical question posed in this ayah, in this chapter, I should say, that highlights the importance of gratitude towards Allah for the countless blessings that He bestows upon us. The verse is a reminder to reflect on the uncountable blessings and favors that Allah has given to humanity in general, including the gift of life, earth and its provisions, the ability to see, for example, to hear, to taste, to touch, and countless other blessings. The verse also invites people to complete and appreciate the bounties that Allah has provided, and to also acknowledge His generosity and kindness. The phrase, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, which of the favors of your Lord do you deny, suggests that there is no end to the blessings of Allah that He has bestowed upon humanity, and that we should, or humanity should, be grateful for all of them, no matter how small or big they might see. The verse challenges those who deny or reject Allah's favors to rethink their attitude toward these blessings and to recognize that they are a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah the most merciful, the most generous. It encourages people to cultivate an attitude towards gratitude, appreciation, and thankfulness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For it is only through recognizing and acknowledging His favors that one can attain true peace and contentment in his life. When it comes to human rights, however, there's also a link in this verse. Let's take a short break first, and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. Overall, the verse emphasizes the importance of gratitude and appreciation towards Allah's countless blessings, and encourages people also to reflect on them on a regular basis. That's why Allah kept saying the verse over and over in chapter 55, Ar-Rahman. When it comes to human rights, this verse can be related in the sense that it reminds people to be grateful for the blessings and favors bestowed upon them by their Lord. That's one. Human rights are a set of fundamental rights and freedoms that are inherent to all human beings, regardless of their race, ethnicity, religion, gender, or any other status. These rights include the right to life, liberty, security, and everything in between. Freedom of expression, freedom of having your own faith, religion, and the right to be educated, the right to work, and the right to be amongst others. As human beings, we should be grateful for the fact that we have been endowed with these inherent rights and freedoms, and that we live in a society where they are recognized and protected by the law. Obviously, in some cases, or in some countries, we should also be grateful for the people and the institutions that work tirelessly to uphold these rights and ensure that they are enjoyed by all, which are very few. But obviously, we got to give thanks and credit to those who are actually working in this regard. There are those who are trying to promote and help humanity, and there are those who are trying to destroy humanity. So this verse encourages people to reflect on the blessings that they have been given and to recognize the importance of showing gratitude. In the context of human rights, however, this means recognizing and appreciating the efforts as well of those who have worked to secure and defend my right and your right. Because that in itself is a ni'mah. Parents, is a ni'mah from Allah, is a blessing from Allah. And what do parents do? They ensure that your rights are there. If you move further, whether it is family, relatives, or the country, if you, you know, live under an Islamic system, the system places people to take care of you. That in itself is a ni'mah. That in itself is a blessing from Allah that we need to be thankful for. So this verse reminds us over and over and over to be grateful to the blessings of Allah. And then Allah says, in which of these do you deny? You can't even count them, yet alone deny them. So we have to give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these favors that had been given, including the fundamental rights and freedoms that we enjoy. These are also blessings from Allah. Many people around the world don't have the privilege to live a free life. Many people around the world don't have the privilege to speak. Many people in the world don't have the privilege to be educated, and so on and so forth. And you can see for yourself now how difficult people are living. These are freedoms that me and you enjoy today. That's something that we need to be grateful, and this is something that we need to have sympathy and empathy towards others who don't have these rights. But we also have to begin by thanking Allah first so we can go help others. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.